Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church. I am so delighted today to be here on this evening on our radio broadcast. I thank and praise God. I give him all the glory. And I give reverence to God who is my life, to Apostle Deans and to everyone in their respective places. I'm going to get ready to call our Bible class prayer meeting to order tonight. We're going to have a short devotion, and then we're going to have a song, a scripture, and a prayer, and then we're going to get started in the Word of God. Amen.
What is you doing in this season? Please don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. You gotta tell it for yourself. Oh, what is
all you want from me.
Amen. Our scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 24. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hills of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who have not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. Father, we come tonight humbly before your throne of grace, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come on tonight, Father, just thanking you and praising you on tonight. And we give you glory. We give you praise, Lord. And we magnify your name on tonight. And we want to ask you right now, Lord, to bind up the strong man from our lives and bind him up from this radio broadcast in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come, Lord, just confessing and repenting and asking you to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Cleanse us through the blood of Jesus, by the blood. Just dip us down in the blood, Lord. And we ask you to cleanse our minds, cleanse our thoughts, cleanse our spirit, cleanse our souls with the blood of Jesus. Lord, we just give you praise on tonight. We give you glory right now, Lord. We magnify you tonight. We glorify you tonight, Lord. We give you praise on tonight. We just thank you, Lord, for another opportunity to be on this radio broadcast. We thank you right now for your holy word. We thank you for everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord. I just give you praise on tonight, and I give you glory tonight, Lord. I just thank you. Thank you tonight. Thank you tonight. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah, Father. I ask you to let Deborah decrease, that the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, will increase and teach and minister to us on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. Amen. And amen. So tonight, we're going to finish out in the chapter 7, 1 through 17 verses. I'm just going to go through it right quick, and then we're going to go forward. In verse 1, now there is an interval between the 6th and the 7th seal. John saw these four angels. They stopped the wind so that the wind could not blow on the earth. No wind can stir up the sea. No wind caused the trees to move. The whole world was still. The angels controlled the wind. Servant of God had his mark on his head, on their head. These angels stood at the four corners of the earth. John did not think that the earth was a square. He meant that the angels stood over the whole earth. They had control of all winds. He meant that the angels stood over the whole earth. Oh, my God. Verse 2 and 3, the four angels had power to damage the earth and sea. God had given them this power, but another angel came from the east. He shouted to the four. He told them to do no damage until God's servants received the mark of God. This mark of God was the name of God and of the Lamb. God's servants must have this mark on the front of their heads. The mark was there to give protection to these people. The awful event that was coming would not hurt them. And if you all can't hear me or it's messing up, please let me know. Verse 4 through 8, John heard that 144,000 had this mark of God. This is not an actual number. There are 12 tribes of the Jews. There are 12 times 1,000 for each tribe. These numbers show that all in the groups were marked, all of these. John records that the 12 tribes by name. This means that all these 144,000 were Jews. They all believed in Jesus as their Messiah. They were from all the tribes of the Jews. Verse 9, the 144,000 had received the mark of God. Then John looked, and he saw a vast crowd. This crowd stood in front of the throne. The crowd was as far as the eye could see. There were so many people that nobody could count them. People were from all over the world. They came from every nation. They were God's people. At that time, they were in heaven. By faith in Jesus Christ, these people had received new life. The Lord had made them perfect with his own goodness. He gave them white clothes to wear. These white clothes meant that they were holy and they were free from sin. They had palm branches in their hands. The people used to wave palm branches at their parties. They did this when they were happy. They waved the palm in order to praise the Lamb. Verse 10, the whole crowd cried out together to praise God and the Lamb. They had all received salvation from God. God had saved them. This salvation was because of Jesus Christ. Salvation belonged to God and to the Lamb. So the crowd shouted their praise to God and to the Lamb. There were millions of angels with the crowd. Millions. There were the four creatures and the 24 elders. The crowd praised God. The four creatures and the 24 elders fell down and to praise God. Number 12, they praised God. They cried out seven things about God. All these belong to our God. The list started and finished with amen and amen and amen. The amen insists that these things are true. God deserves all the praise, glory. It's his goodness or greatness which shines like a bright light. He knows everything, and he has all ways. He has all wisdom. We should thank God always for all that he has done for us. He is over all, and he deserves honor from all. He is the God of all power. By his strength, he has made all things, and he has overcome all that was against us. He overcame it already. Verses 13 and 14 says, an elder spoke to John, and he asked John two questions. Who are these people in white clothes? Who are these people in white clothes? Where did they come from? It seems that John did not know the answers. So John asked the elder to explain. These people have come out of great trouble. The great trouble will be the period immediately before Jesus come back to the earth. It will be an awful time. It will include the events of the seven seals. During this time, God will take these people from the earth. These people trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. They accepted all that Jesus had done for them. They knew that their sins had gone. Jesus took their sins from them when he died. The Bible often describes sin as if it is something dirty. Only the blood of a perfect sacrifice could make a person clean and holy. The death of Christ is the perfect sacrifice for sin. It was as if the blood of Christ had washed away sin of these people. They had white clothes on. They had the goodness of Jesus instead of their sins. So, you know, you take something white and you dip it down in something red, or you take something dirty and you dip it down in something red and it come up white. That's how our souls are. You know, you take it, the soul of man, and you, our dirty souls or whatever, and you dip it down in the blood of Jesus, and when it come up white as snow. Jesus will take his church from the world, but God has not told us when this will be. Some teachers say that it will happen after the events in chapter 3. John does not talk about the church on earth from that time. This event must be, but the crowd is not the whole church. The people in this crowd were alive at the time of the great trouble. Verse 15 says, this vast crowd stood by the throne of God. Each person wore white clothes. The white clothes meant that Jesus had made them perfect. They were free from their sins. They served God day and night or not as we understand them. This is no night in heaven. There is no night in heaven. John used these words to mean that they did not stop their service for God. They were in God's temple in heaven. There they serve him and they praise him. God will always be with them. He will surround them with his joy. Verse 16, there would be no more hunger, neither would there be, they would need drink. Jesus promised this to those who came to him. He was not talking about what the body needs. But in heaven, God's people will have all that they require. The sun and the heat can be a problem on earth. There is nothing like that in heaven. God's people will be at home there. They will live in total comfort. There is nothing that would disturb them. Verse 17, the Lamb changes his role. He is their shepherd, the leader of the sheep. He is the good shepherd who saves his sheep. The sheep means the people of God. A shepherd leads his sheep to the water. Jesus gives the water of life to his people. This means that he gives eternal life to them. So the seventh seal in Revelation is chapter 8. So verse 1, when the Lamb opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about a half an hour. Let me read this. I'm going to read the verses. Chapter 8. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of a half hour. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God. To them were given seven trumpets, and another angel came, stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar, which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hands. And the angels took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar and cast it into the earth. And there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and earthquakes. And the seven angels which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound it. And there followed hail and fire mingled with blood. And they were cast upon the earth. And the third part of the trees were burnt up. And all the green grass was burnt up. And the second angel sounded. And it were a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea. And the third part of the sea became blood. And the third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died. And the third part of the ships were destroyed. And the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp. And it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of the water. And the name of the star is called Wormwood. And the third part of the waters became wormwood, and many men died of the waters because they were made bitter. And the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and a part of the stars, so as the third part of them were darkened. And the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. And I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, woe, woe, woe to inhabitants of the earth by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels, which are yet to sound. So that was judgment. That's judgment. So let me read this. Come back over. Okay. In the first verse, when the Lamb opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about a half hour. The Lamb then opened the seventh seal. All the many sounds in heaven stopped. There was a sudden pause. There was complete silence. It lasted a half hour. They was in preparation for the trumpet. So everything was still and silent. Then John saw the seven angels who stood in front of God. They each received one of the trumpets, each one of them. And another angel came, and he stood at the altar, and he had a gold bowl in which to burn incense. He received a lot of incense. He had to offer them on the gold altar with the prayers of all God's people. The altar was in front of the throne. As the angel burnt the incense, it caused smoke to rise from the bowl in his hand. That smoke rose up to God with the prayers of his people. That's where it went. Then the angels took the bowl, the gold bowl. He filled it with fire from the altar. Then he threw it onto the earth. There were thunder, loud noises, much lightning, and the earth shook. See, the silence in heaven when the Lord broke the seventh seal, like I said, in the seventh seal were the events called the seven trumpets. Y'all know that's a feast day, the trumpet, the feast of trumpets in the seven trumpets. they were the events called the seven bowls. After that silence, John looked and he saw seven angels. These angels were a special group of angels. They stood in the holy place ready to serve God. Each of them received a trumpet. These trumpets bring the anger of God to the earth, the trumpet. And the angels came, and that one angel came, and he stood at the altar, and he was not one of the seven. He wasn't one of the seven. He had much incense. He had a whole lot of incense, which he added to the prayers of God's people. The prayers of his people are important to God. When we pray, it means something to God. That's why I always say, what matters to me matters to God. Because when I pray, it matters to what I pray about, what I'm concerned about. Whatever it is I'm concerned about, God is concerned about it. So our prayers are very important to God. He hears them and he answers them. The sweet smell of the incense and the prayers rose up to God. God received the prayers of his people, and he would answer their cry. Y'all know he was going to answer. Mm-hmm. The prayers had risen to God. Then the angel took the empty bowl, and he filled it with fire. Then he threw it to the earth. There were powerful effects in the sky from all of that, the fire and the incense, and the earth shook. The fire and the effects showed that God was angry, and he was angry about people's evil deeds. He was angry that they refused to obey him. He was angry that they would not accept his love. So he would now act against the earth because they, you know, just not obeying what he's saying, and he's trying to love us, and we doing everything else. We ain't thinking about no love, God's love. We thinking about a love, but it's not God's love. And God is angry about that. He's angry about that. Seven angels, the angel who had the seven trumpets prepared to sound them. The first angel trumpet sound, then hell and fire mixed with blood poured down on the earth. It burned up a third of the earth. It also burned up a third of the trees, and it burned up all of the green grass. The second angel trumpet sounded. And when these angels blow these trumpets, it's such a loud sound. That's why they say they were preparing to blow it and preparing for the sound, because the sound was so loud. And that sound means something, because when you have a shofar and you blow that shofar, it means something. What that sound that come out of that shofar means something. That second angel trumpet sounded. He said, and I saw, and John said he saw something like a great mountain, and it was on fire, and it fell down into the sea, and a third of the sea became blood. A third of all that was living in the sea died. And this event destroyed a third of all the ships on the sea. The third angel trumpet sounded. A great star fell from heaven. It was burning like a torch in flames. It fell on a third of the rivers and on the fountains of water. The name of the star is Wormwood. A third of the water became bitter from that wormwood. And many people died from the waters because they were bitter. The fourth angel trumpet sounded. Something struck a third of the sun, of the moon, and of the stars. a third of each of them became dark. There was no light for a third of the day and a third of the night. And what I say, in heaven, you don't need light or night or day. It's nothing. You know, these trumpets, I mean, the sounds from the trumpets mean a lot because God used the trumpets to stir things up. The sound, not just the trumpet, but the sound of the trumpets. And even with that first trumpet, it was a great storm. It was a great storm. The second trumpet, it sounded so loud, it made John thought he was seeing a huge mountain burning with fire. Or he saw it. And then the third trumpet, that sound of that trumpet was like fresh water on earth, and it became bitter. All of the fresh water that was on earth became bitter. And it caused a huge star which fell to the earth, the wormwood. Many people who drank this bitter water died. They died. The fourth trumpet, it struck the sun, that sound. Something struck the sun. The result was darkness for a third part of the day. And the same happened to the moon and the stars. Their light did not shine for a third of the night. Something. That's God's work. That's what it is. It's God's work. Then I saw and heard an eagle. It was flying across the sky. It cried with a loud voice, "Trouble, trouble, trouble, trouble to those who live on the earth. Trouble will come at the sound of the trumpet of the last three angels." Of the first four trumpets were terrible, but the effect of the last three would be even worse. The eagle warned that the last three trumpets would bring awful trouble. The first four affected only part of the world. The last three would affect all the people on earth. So we're not trying to put fear in anyone, but this is in the Word of God, and this is the Word of God. And it shall come to pass. It will come to pass. We may not be here. It's going to come to pass. And we need to know this word. We got, when I tell you, because sooner or later, they're going to try to take our Bible. And we got to have this word of God in our heart so we'll know the right from wrong, that we can remember, because you won't be able to have no Bible nowhere. They're going to try to destroy everything about God and Jesus. Believe me, they are. And we need to know what this word say. That's why it's good to read and study and read and study. I don't care how many times you read it. Every time you read the Word of God, and you go back and you read it again, you get something new or something different. God show you something you had never seen before. Many times as I've read this word of God, every time I go back, it's something different. I get a different understanding. I get I go to another level with whatever chapter I'm reading, wherever I'm reading. And then God uses his word to communicate with us. He uses his word to communicate. This is how you can be saying, "Lord, I need to hear from you. I need a word.
I need to hear from you, Lord, and go and start reading and see when God talk to you through that word of God. He'll lead you right to the wherever it is he wants to tell you, and he'll minister to you through it. This is why we got to study. I don't care what people say, oh, girl, I don't fool with the book of Revelation. You better try to read the whole Bible. Read it. God said it. If you read Revelation, you will be blessed. He didn't say read and understand, because he knows there's so many mysteries in this book that if you're not deep in the word, you a whole lot of it you won't understand. Even though you're reading commentary and stuff, it's way deeper than the commentary. It's way deeper than that. It's way deeper than the commentary. So we have to depend on the Holy Spirit. We have to depend on Jesus, to God, to open this word up to us so we can understand what we're reading. Even then, we may not understand it, but we can try, and we can ask God to help us, and he will. He will. Nine now. Verse 1 is from 1 to 12, that chapter. And it's the fifth trumpet. It's in Revelation chapter 9, verses 1 through 12. And I can read that. The fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth. And to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their forehead. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but they should be tormented 5 months, and their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. And in those days shall men seek death and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. And the shapes of the locusts were like unto horses prepared unto battle, and on their heads were as it were crowns like gold, and their faces were as the faces of men, and they had hair as the hair of women. And their teeth were as the teeth of lions. And they had breastplates as it were breastplates of iron. And the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. And they had tails like unto scorpions. And there were stings in their tails. And their power was to hurt men 5 months. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue has his name Apollyon. One woe is past, and behold, there come two woes more hereafter. So, that's something. When I tell you it's something, because all of these things, God's word will not return void. His word not coming back void. Mm-mm. No, it's not. Everything in the word of God is going to come to pass. Everything. And I just, you know, it's a blessing to even be able to go through this. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. So that first verse, John saw a star, and it had just fallen from the sky. The star came to the earth. The star has fallen. This fact shows us that something terrible had happened. Stars belong in the sky. Y'all know that they should not fall. Isaiah uses a similar description in Isaiah 14, verses 12 through 15. Isaiah seems to be referring to the event when the devil decided to oppose God. This star was really a person or an evil angel. In fact, Jesus explains who the star was in verse 11. The star had received, okay. The star had received a key. This key shows that the star had authority. The key could only open the hole. Somebody's in their car. Who is in their car? They need to mute their phone. Somebody in their car needs to mute their phone. Okay. Okay. This person, let me see where I am now. Okay. This key shows that the star had authority. The key could only open the hole whose depth has no end. This is a description of hell. That's a description of hell right there. Right there. Verse 2, this person called the star, opened the door to the hole. Great clouds of smoke came out of the hole, and the smoke rose, and it made the sky black. The light of the sun could not shine through the clouds. It was so much black smoke in hell, from hell, coming straight up. I mean, the sun couldn't even shine no kind of way through it because it was so dark and black. The hole was the place where evil devils lived. They were in prison. The angels who fell went there, and it was a terrible place. The Lord will send Satan there when Jesus come back again. He's going to send Satan there. Out of the smoke, there came strange animals that seemed like locusts. They were a great mass of them. It was a lot of them. Locusts are insects. Together like great clouds, they destroy all the crops that they could find. These locusts were like scorpions in the way that they stung. They sting. Scorpions were insects that have poisons in their tail. It is painful when they sting with their tail. These right here, it's a lot because this is some of the stuff, you know, we're going to have to go through. We're going to have to go through some of this stuff at the end. And I don't know whether it's before the rapture or after the rapture. I'm pretty sure it's after the rapture. And the first resurrection would already be done. But it's people that's going to be left here for the second resurrection or from when God comes. Anyway, I don't want to be, because we have to go through so much. We have to go through so much. A lot. But God knows He knows. Unlike natural locusts, these locusts did not eat the grass or the trees. They must not damage any plant, but they had power to hurt people. However, these locusts could not kill anybody. God wouldn't allow them to kill anyone, but the locusts had to sting all those who did not have God's mark on their head, on them. These locusts were evil. They came from the place of the evil devils, but God would not allow them to take and hurt people. God is in control. He's limits on the power of evil things. Evil things cannot do anything that God does not permit them to do. The locusts came to hurt people for a period of 5 months. They stung the people. The sting causes terrible pain, and the pain was like a scorpion sting. There was no way to ease the pain, but the locusts could not kill. They couldn't kill people, but they could sting you. The power was so bad that people wanted to die. Death would be a freedom from the pain. They wished for death, but it did not happen. John tried to describe these locusts. He said that they were like horses. They were as horses that were ready for battle. They were like a fierce army that was ready for war. And you could just imagine, I don't know if you can or not, how John was feeling. I don't know if you ever had a vision or not from the Lord, and he'll show you things. He shows you things, and I don't understand. I just don't know, because what I see when I'm in a vision or here can let me shut my eyes, and I can see different things while I'm just sitting up. If I lay down, I still can see it. I can see different things, but nothing like this, not yet. Nothing like this. But he was trying to describe it to us, and they looked like horses. They were so big, and they had faces of a human, a man. They was like an army, a fierce army, ready for war, and on the head of each locust was something that seemed like a crown of gold. They were not the crown of kings. Rather, they showed the locusts were strong to overcome people. The faces of the locusts was like human faces. They were all clever as people are. They were not like insects or animals. They were from the devil, and they were cruel. They had long hair, which covered their heads. They had, the hair was like the hair, the women hair, long hair. And in the time that John wrote it, they had long hair. Their teeth was like lion teeth. They were strong and fierce. When a lion shows his teeth, people are afraid. The sight of these locusts frightened all kind of people. And I can imagine something looking like that coming down the street, chasing people. There was no way to kill these locusts. What seemed to be iron shirts protected them. No sword or arrow could cut the shirts because it was made out of iron. As they flew, they made a terrible noise. The sound was like sounds of a great army, like chariots of fire. The sound was like many horses and carts doing a battle. The sound frightened people. They did not bite with their teeth. They had tails that stung. It was stinging. I gotta stop now because it's time for me to pray a little bit. But we're on chapter 8, chapter 9, verses 1-12, and we're on verse 11. So I'm just gonna go ahead on and pray for it. Anybody have any prayer requests?
Yes.
I would like special prayer for the Morrison family and my children.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Amen.
I would like a prayer for my family, the McKinney family, the McLean family. I also would like special prayer for those that are going through the COVID-19. It's still hitting home as far as the sickness, you know, going around. I just pray that we get some type of vaccine. These babies going to school, so I just ask you to cover the schools where these babies are. I see a lot of people on social media posting their first day of school, and of course these teachers are too. Some are at home, but some are in school. So I just ask that you will just pray God will cover them. And people are opening up back, going back to work. So some things are highly, you know, contagious when it comes down to COVID, catching the coronavirus. So I just ask that you would just cover us all because it's still deadly. And I mean, we still have to take it serious. So I would just ask you to pray for that in that manner.
Amen. Okay. Amen. All right. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace this evening, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come just confessing and repenting and asking you to forgive us and cleanse us through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord, we come on tonight just being so grateful and thankful. Tonight we just praise you, Lord. We worship you. Lord, we magnify your name. We just give you praise and glory, Father. We give you praise. We lift you high, Lord. We magnify your holy name on tonight. We give you praise tonight. We worship you, Father. We just bow down before your throne, Lord, and we worship you, Lord. You are great God, Lord. You are great King above every king, and we give you praise. We magnify you, Lord, and we glorify your name tonight. Father, we come. I come now, Lord, and I just ask you tonight to bless everyone under the sound of my voice tonight, Lord. I ask you to keep them all covered in the blood of Jesus and encamp your angels all around about them to bless them on tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. I ask you tonight to cover every family, Lord, all over the earth, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, cover your people, Lord, all over the earth, Lord. You know who they are. You know what they need, Lord. I ask you to come. I pray for everybody. I don't want to forget not one soul on tonight. I ask you to cover every soul tonight, everyone that belongs to you, Lord. I ask you to cover tonight in the blood of Jesus. I ask you to encamp your angels all around about them to protect them, Lord, from all hurt, harm, or danger, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know this plague that's here, Lord. You know the judgment, Lord, that's on this earth, Lord. Oh, Lord, I know you're in control. I know you're in control, Father. I know you're in control, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I ask you right now, Lord, to send your grace and send your mercy today. Send your mercy, Lord. We call it for mercy tonight. We call it for your mercy, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you right now, Lord, to go through the hospitals, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch everybody, Lord, and heal everybody, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch them, Lord, Oh, nobody can do it like you can. Nobody, not one doctor can do what you can. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to heal and deliver and set free tonight. Lord, I ask you to hold back your judgments, Lord. Hold them back, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We'll bow down, Lord. We'll turn from our wicked ways, in the name of Jesus. We'll bow down, Lord. We'll turn tonight from our wicked ways, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we'll seek you, Lord. And while you may be found, we'll call upon your name while you're near on tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you, Lord, to go behind the prison walls. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to touch and bless them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, your people, Lord, in penal institutions, in the hospitals and nursing homes, Lord, cover your people up in the name of Jesus. Lord, I know you have the answer. I know you know, Lord, and I ask you right now to have mercy and have mercy. Have mercy, have mercy, have mercy on us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Then I ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to bless the Martin family. Just cover them in the blood of Jesus and cover their children and cover their children and in the shed blood of Jesus and encamp your angels all around about them, Lord. And in the mighty name of Jesus, every vehicle they drive, if they own the bus, whatever they at, keep them all covered, Father. And in the name of Jesus, then I ask you to cover the McKinney family, the McLean family, in the name of Jesus, cover them right now, Lord, in the Nehushtabat, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, keep every one of them covered, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, cover their cars, cover their vehicles, cover whatever they're driving, cover right now, Lord, in the blood of Jesus, and encamp your angels all around about them to protect them wherever they at, whatever they doing. I ask you right now, Lord, to cover them right now. The Sattler family, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to cover them right now, in the name of Jesus, and encamp your angels all over them, Lord, all around them, all up and through them. In the name of Jesus, I ask you right now to cover the Nelson family. Cover them right now. Cover right now. Cover right now. Minister Rome family, cover them in the shed blood of Jesus. Encamp your angels all around about them to protect them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, cover Brother Harold and his family, his mother and father, Lord. Keep them all covered tonight. Under the blood of Jesus, encamp your angels all around about them to protect them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, cover the prophetess Harris. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, cover them right now, Lord, and all of her family, her brothers and sisters, her nieces, Lord, and keep them all covered, her aunts and uncles, keep them covered on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I know you love us, Lord, and I know you love us, Lord, and I know you love us, Lord, and I'm asking you tonight, Lord, lift it up, Lord, and lift up that COVID, Lord, and lift it up, Lord, and all you got to do is lift your hand up, it'll stop them. Lord, send your angels to the four corners of the earth, in the name of Jesus, to stop this disease, to stop this judgment, and to stop this plague, in the name of Jesus. I know you can do it, and I know you can, and I believe you can, and I know you will, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to bless Apostle Dean, in the name of Jesus. Bless him from the top of his head to the soles of his feet tonight, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to bless every apostle, every prophet, every pastor, every bishop, every minister, every preacher, every evangelist, Lord, and their families, Lord, and cover each one of them that you called them, you ordained them, in the name of Jesus. Just cover tonight all over the earth, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you. Thank you tonight, Lord, and thank you. Hallelujah. Yeah, Lord. Yeah, Lord. Yeah, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we bless our enemies. Bless those that try to despitefully misuse us. Bless those that say all manner of evil against us. Bless them, Lord. Bless them with the blessing they stand in need of. Forgive them for what they said and done against us, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, protect us on our job. Protect us on the bus. Protect us on the corner. Protect us in the doctor's office. Protect us at the grocery store. Protect us, Lord, all over this land and country. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we'll be careful tonight to give you all the praise and you all the glory and you all the honor. In Jesus' name, we pray and for your glory. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you all and thank you all for being with us on tonight on this radio broadcast. We'll see you all right back here on Sunday, 2 o'clock Central, 3 o'clock Eastern time. God bless you. God love you, and I love you too. Have a good night. Amen.
Thanks.